Trusting God. Trust God, wait patiently. Those who, standing in the forefront of the conflict, are impelled by the Holy Spirit to do a special work, will frequently feel a reaction when the pressure is removed. Despondency may shake the most heroic faith, and weaken the most steadfast will. But God understands, and He still pities and loves. He reads the motives and the purposes of the heart. To wait patiently, to trust when everything looks dark, is the lesson that the leaders in God's work need to learn. Heaven will not fail them in their day of adversity. Nothing is apparently more helpless, yet really more invincible, than the soul that feels its nothingness, and relies wholly on God. Experienced, God-fearing, proved men, positions have been given to young, inexperienced men, which ought to have been given to men who had an experience gained in the early history of the work. Let positions of trust be given to experienced, God-fearing, proved men, men who will bear the message of reproof sent by God. P. 1, February 13, 1900, to General Conference Committee. Counsel to a General Conference President, Elder Olson, of necessity you have many burdens to bear, but do not gather burdens, and become crushed under them. The Lord does not mean to press weights on anyone to crush out his life, and forever stop his bearing any burdens. Our loving Heavenly Father says to every one of His workers, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." Again comes the injunction, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." The Lord estimates every weight before He allows it to rest upon the heart of those who are laborers together with Him. Jesus has borne sorrows and burdens, and He knows just what they are. He has His eye upon every laborer. The Lord telleth the number of the stars, and yet He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. The Lord invites you to roll your burden on Him, for He carries you on His heart. Then have real practical faith in Jesus, and believe He will carry every load, great or small. You must take the anxieties to Jesus, and believe He takes them, and bears them for you. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future. But Jesus sees the end from the beginning, and He has prepared His way to bring relief. So much to do. Yes, but who is the chief worker? Jesus Christ your Lord. He offers to lighten the loads we carry by putting Himself under the loads. Abiding in Christ, and Christ abiding in us, we can do all things through Him, who strengtheneth us. Now, my brother, don't worry. Do not allow yourself to be kept up through unreasonable hours in committee meetings. You need rest for the brain, and you will break down unless you have rest. Looking constantly to Jesus, no man is so high in power and authority but that Satan will assail him with temptation, and the more responsible the position a man occupies, the fiercer and more determined are the assaults of the enemy. Let God's servants in every place study His Word, looking constantly to Jesus, that they may be changed into His image. The inexhaustible fullness and the all-sufficiency of Christ are at our command if we walk before God in humility and contrition. November 6, 1902, Principles for the Guidance of Men in Positions of Responsibility. Unpublished manuscripts released by the Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 15, 1903.